This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition as I broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio here at our flagship Salem Media Group stations in Tampa, Florida, to our sister Salem stations. A special shout out to KNUS AM 710, The Answer, up in Denver, Colorado. Hello, Denver. Hope everybody's doing well up there. I haven't said hello to you in about 3-4 days, but I'm saying hello now. And, of course, to Atlanta AM 920, The Answer. We appreciate you very much, too. And drive safe up there. And I hope you're warmer tonight than you were last night. But we are broadcasting also around the world, where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas right now. Thank you for your service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and our 911 dispatchers. Thank you for what you do keeping America safe. And, of course, to our truck drivers, all the people working the Third Watch, thank you for keeping America moving. And don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo to register for a free gun a day giveaway that's there and find out about what a USCCA membership can mean to you. 7 minutes past the hour, and here's Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. Good morning, kiddo.
Hi, Captain, and hi to everybody. Especially, let me give a shout out to Catwoman and Road Dog to Sondy up there in Wisconsin.
By the way, it's Catwoman's birthday.
Oh, really? Oh, happy. I'm glad. I said, well, happy birthday, Catwoman. My goodness, my goodness. I'm not going
to. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. There you go. I did my thing.
Happy 39th. I just said that.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really know, but, you know.
Now, 39 works.
That's right. Works for me. And then to Sondy, to Dave, to Wally, and Mark the Trucker, and all truckers. Now, you know, normally I would do a shout out. You know, my normal shout out. Couldn't get to it today, but I wanted to end this week of my sessions of kind of a true story that really is very inspiring. Because I know many, if not most, have suffered some kind of a real trial, tribulation, or, well, let's put it there, a very bad, serious illness in life. So let me tell you something. This is a true story I'm going to read you about a doctor, Kent Brantley. Brantley, by the way, some of you may know him or know of his name. So if you do, that's a good thing. All right. Dr. Brantley was a medical missionary in Liberia waging a war on the cruelest of viruses, Ebola. That's why some of you may remember the story. It made all the news. The epidemic was killing people by the thousands. As much as any person in the world, Dr. Brantley knew the consequences of the disease. He treated dozens of cases. He knew the symptoms. Soaring fever, severe diarrhea, nausea. He had seen the results of the virus. And for the first time, he was feeling these symptoms himself. His colleagues drew blood and began a test. But it would be 3 days before he'd know the results. Now, can you imagine thinking you have it, not knowing? On Wednesday evening, July 23rd, 2014, Dr. Brantley quarantined himself at his house and waited. His wife and family were across the ocean. His co-workers could not enter his residence because they didn't know if he had it or not. He was quite literally alone with his thoughts. He opened his Bible and meditated on a passage from Hebrews. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. By the way, so that's a favorite verse of mine, too, favorite words of mine. He copied the scripture into his prayer journal and wrote the words with confidence. He closed the journal and waited. The test, the next 3 days, can you imagine the next 3 days he had to wait all by himself? The test results confirmed what he had feared. He had contracted Ebola. Some of you may know this story. I well remember when it happened, by the way. Kent's wife, Amber, was in her hometown of Abilene, Texas, when he called her with a diagnosis. And, of course, she hurried to her bedroom for privacy and wept a little bit because, I mean, after all, he talked to her for a while. She didn't know how she was going to handle this. Well, you know what she did? She remembered some lyrics of some hymns that she had learned as a young girl, and that was the only thing she could do because what they could do is they had to wait either for him to die or get better. Let's just go there. I remember when this happened, by the way. She later wrote, I thought my husband was going to die. I was in pain. I was afraid. Through these hymns, though, I was able to connect with God in a meaningful way when I couldn't find my own words to pray. Kent was transported from Africa to Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, I so well remember this. His caregivers chose to risk an untested treatment. I remember going through all this and wondering what was going to happen with him. Little by little, his condition improved. Within a few days, his strength began to return. The entire world, it seemed, rejoiced when he was able to exit the hospital. Listen to this. Totally cured of Ebola. And I do remember that, how excited we all were. We can applaud the Brantley's victory over another disease, a virus that is every bit as deadly and contagious as another unseen thing called anxiety. Ken and Amber were prime candidates for panic, yet they reacted with the same resolve that enabled them to battle Ebola. They stayed connected to the vine. Kent opened his Bible. Amber meditated on hymns. But they filled their minds waiting with the truth of God and the faith of God. And, you know, I couldn't help but, because I remember this, and some of you may have remembered this because it wasn't that long ago, when we face something like this, and most of you, if you haven't, well, I know some of you have. We know one there that had to wait through cancer, through a lot of it, and he, you know, he's in remission now. But I just want to say that there is a God that sees everything, and you know, he knows everything. And I want to tell you something else before I go off this, and I promise you this. If it is not your time to go, and I need to say this. I don't know because there's some people really afraid of something here. If it's not your time to go, you're not going to go. I mean, that's it, there's a time for you. However, he didn't know. He did not know if it was time. So it took a lot of courage, a lot of faith. So just hang on to your faith, people, because if it isn't time you will be healed. If it's your time to go, there's not much. You just have to accept it like they did. So anyway, God bless you all. I pray a great weekend for you all. And remember, keep the faith because you never know. But God is there with you. Captain, thanks so much, and thanks for all that you do.
All right, yes, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She's coming up my ear here. We'll be right back right after this break. And if you want to call in, Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Larry Oak, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Lewis.
Yeah, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, you know, there's over 300,000 species of mold, and mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So why would you want to put your family at risk? Now, I can tell you from my personal experience that DR Mold Solutions will give you a sterile environment in your home or office with their EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and norovirus too. So contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. And if you're within the sound of my voice here, especially in Florida, that's 727-692-9622. They will come to you. Ask them about their new Valentine's Day special and tell them the captain sent you. DR Mold Solutions. We kill mold, and make sure you tell them the captain sent you. All right. We got Nelson up in Jasper this morning. Good morning, Nelson.
Yes, good morning, Captain. I just wanted to say something about the wall. You know, when you look at all these drivers, when they're on the interstate, on both sides of the interstate, there is a fence.
Yep.
Now, I'm not discounting the idea that we put something like that up along the Mexican-American border, because that would mean they have to buy the land. They've got to survey the land. Once we get the land along the border, the entire border, then we can get the wall. We will just keep on improving it and improving it and improving it until we get it perfect.
Can you explain to me what Nancy Pelosi meant by a Normandy-style
barrier?
Are we talking about what was on the beaches?
I suspect that's it.
And good
that
God.
That means it has all kinds of holes, whereas at least the internet...
Well, it's got wire on it. They put concertina wire on that stuff.
Yeah, but not all of it. I mean, I'm only knowing what I saw on mm-hmm. the newsreels and that sort of thing that are 20 and 30 and 50 years old.
Yep.
But it appeared that now, of course, if she's talking about that, the ridge, the high point behind
right.
the beach, that would be a different thing. But then I don't know how continuous that was either.
Well, they had concertina wire up.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
But if we could get at least a fence like we have on the interstate,
yeah,
as ineffective as that would be, then as needed, we can, I think, make a case for...
Stop the alligators down Alligator Alley.
There you go. There you go. All I know is you got to start somewhere, and if that's the best we can do, let's go with it. But that to my mind is the foolish thing. I don't even understand why we have it along the interstate, but whatever. And I mean, every mile on the interstate.
It's called the right of way.
Yeah, exactly. On their right of way, it's on their property, but on both sides.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't stop anybody that wanted to climb the fence.
Not at all.
But at least it's beginning, and then we just improve it. Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. You have a great evening.
All right, you stay warm up there.
Okay, trying. Bye-bye.
All right, he told me last night when he was on the way home. It was like, I think he said it was 32.9 in the bank. But it got colder, colder, colder as the night went along. Gee whiz. By the way, don't forget, yesterday, I still got some people that were telling me, say, oh, Captain, I got this terrible bill in Virginia, and it's a late-term abortion. They're going to be able to take women after they give birth and still abort the baby and kill the baby, this, that, and the other. People didn't hear what went on the night before. The Virginia... legislature, the committee that was hearing this bill, and it was made up of eight politicians, five Republicans and three Democrats, voted whether or not the bill was going to get out onto the floor to be voted on. And by strict party lines, it went five Republicans said no, three Democrats said yes, vote was tabled, that's it, boom, done for the year. So that's what's going on in Virginia with that. In the meantime, New York and a Catholic bishop said that New York lawmakers celebrating the full-term abortion was like looking at a scene from hell, the chattering of demons. Well, I can't disagree with that, to be honest with you. All righty, let's go back over to the phones here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian Lee in Bradenton.
Okay, what's up?
Well, it was just kind of on cue. I just doing my I'm doing the dishes and cleaning up the kitchen for my wife, so when she wakes up this morning to go to work, she'll be happy.
There you go. There you go.
But you started talking about Virginia and New York,
mm-hmm.
And Captain, I just can't handle this. If we don't get up and fight. This is no longer going to be one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You're right.
I've heard some people say some incredible things, like, for instance, up until 15 years old, a child's not useful. And after they're 65, they're no longer useful.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that, too.
You know, and when Sarah Palin talked about the death penalty, that were in the Obama crap. You know,
yep.
It's like, Captain, I'm 76 years old,
mm-hmm.
completely blind. I had a bad fall a few years ago, so I'm on oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can go anywhere I want to go. I just have to take my little guy with me, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
When I'm on stage singing, I don't need it, okay? But the mm-hmm. point is, a guy like me, if I need some kind of surgery or something, they would ask themselves, is it worth it?
Yeah, there
this
you go.
This guy can't help us.
Yep.
You see what I mean?
That's Medicare for all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, people have got... I really appreciate what you do. If you ever need help with any kind of benefit or anything like that, me and my band, we will... give you our services free of charge, simply because...
Well, let me just tell you a little secret. I haven't got this taken care of yet. But, of course, I cut my teeth in radio down in Sarasota, And we are looking for another establishment where we're going to start coming on Thursdays, which I'll know more about probably in 2 weeks. So on Thursdays, we'll be having lunch with the captain down there at a place probably in Bradenton, not in Sarasota. But we okay. also have gone to a number of events where sometimes people want to have some entertainment of some sort, and I'll keep you in mind.
Would you please? Because I want to fight for this in my own way, you know what I mean? Give what I can give. People out here, they're not thinking about this.
No, they're not.
I mean, when they asked that woman in Virginia, and she paused, and she paused, and she paused, and then she finally said, yes, well, under my bill, yes, you could kill the baby after it's been delivered.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's like, we got to stop this stuff, man. We got to fight.
Well, we're working on it, and we're working on it as a team, as a unit. That's the only way we can do it. We got to every day. We got to, if you don't do anything else, you got to dial this number 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Give them a zip code and talk to a congressman or woman, regardless of who they are.
My friend, I memorized them the last time I was listening, and you gave them, you know, and it's like, yeah. You know, and, you know, that's the way it's got to be. And I've got a song called Fight for the Light I think you would really like.
Okay, well, I got to let you go because we're going to come up on a break here.
The music's coming.
Yep, but thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
God bless you, man. Okay,
all right, you're welcome.
You.
And, you know, what he said is absolutely true. We are up against it again because the radicals, now let me get this over here, because I got to turn this down, otherwise it's going to blare me out here. The radicals on the left side of the aisle have taken control of the asylum. Nancy Pelosi can't quiet these people. There's too many of them. Of the 40 new congressmen and women that came in, about two-thirds of them are this new wave, if you will, with the radical thoughts and ideas that got them there. And they're trying to implement these policies. And Nancy so far is just kind of going along to get along. Now, she could put the kibosh to this if she wanted to, but she's not doing it. That's why you keep hearing all the different stuff you hear from the likes of Ocasio-Cortez and the crew. By the way, let's see here. Kazi says, billionaires who want to run for president should start with the city council first. How's that work out? And then this other one, Ayad Omar, said there's no reason we can't guarantee the right to affordable quality housing to everybody. Yeah, okay, here we go again. We pay for it, they get it. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House, President Trump discussing the State of the Union speech ahead of his address Tuesday night. Reporters asking his reaction to Stacey Abrams giving the Democrat response.
I campaigned against Stacey Abrams. I know that President Obama campaigned for her, Michelle Obama campaigned for her, and Oprah campaigned for her. And all Brian had was me. And he won fairly easily, so that she does a good job. I mean, I respect her. I don't know her.
The president also asked about the wall and gives reporters an earful.
The problem is the Democrats, you know, when they say we don't want to build, as an example, we don't want to build a wall because it doesn't work or because it's immoral. Well, it's also immoral. The people that come into our country that shouldn't be here and kill people, that's immoral too. That's a lot more immoral.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this first edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, Bo and Charlie and Pam and Elsa and, let's see, Frank and Giddy and the gang. Those are the people that I deal with every day. And here's more about what they have to offer, and then I'll tell you more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, because whether or not you have been in the military or you're a civilian just looking for a good career or a good profession to get into, and maybe you're in a dead-end job, maybe you're going nowhere with no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, then I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts, just outside Boston, and they're enlarging the size of their campus there, by the way. And the other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, it's not uncommon for a right out of school, with your certification, your FAA certification, it's not uncommon for someone to start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year right here in the United States, depending on the company you go to work for. And there's a good possibility, if you want to work for a government contractor and go overseas, you can have a six-figure salary dumped in your lap for the first year out of school. Now, where would you wind up going to get that? Well, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Jordan, Iraq, one of the stands, including Afghanistan, South Korea. That's how you would get that kind of money. You go there for a year. And I'll tell you what, if you want to make money, and that's what it's all about, and be the boss of applesauce, because the certified aviation maintenance techs are the guys and gals that determine whether or not a plane flies or not. And when they give you your responsibilities, depending on what it is you do, you're cross-training a whole bunch of stuff. It's quite an elite group of people you're going to be working with. So, check them out online at naa.edu, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again is 800-659-2080. Again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because that opens the door even wider. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Well, President Donald Trump is sending more troops to the southwest border with Mexico to try to prevent the caravans from coming in. We've got 12,000 people at least in the pipeline coming into Mexico, all headed towards the U.S. border. Now, we're going to have enough manpower to meet them in the gaps where we don't have any structures or barriers to stop them from coming in. Hello, Nancy Pelosi. So what do you do? Oh, we'll just fly a drone over and we'll see where they're at. Meantime, 1,000 people get in because they rush the border in an area where they throw 500 people in another area, women and children, to tie the border patrol up. And here comes another bunch in the other area. Think about that for a minute. We don't know who's in this country. Some of these illegals, we don't know. Large groups of men have come in here, snuck in here, 50 to 100 at a time, maybe even more in some cases, where they've been able to get in the border. Large groups of men, and we don't know who they are. Now, the other day, down on the border, they found a large cache of weapons that somebody was trying to bring into the country. Ranged from handguns to rifles to hunting rifles with scopes on them, the long-range rifles. Now, what do you suppose they're going to do with them? Just go out and hunt deer? I don't think so. Because, again, you don't know where they're going. You don't know where they're going. I know where they're coming from, some of them. They're coming from the drug cartels, because that's part of the business that they're engaged in. It's not just drugs. It's not just manual labor and children and this, that, and the other. It's also weapons. They sell a lot of weapons across the border, back and forth. So think about that. Think about that. We've already got over 2,000 troops down on the border. We had 5,900 to begin with. We cut that back by about half and then took some more off over the holidays, Christmas and New Year's. But we'll see where all that goes, because it's not a done deal yet as to how many troops we're going to have down there. Now, the bipartisan House group introduced some bills to staff Syria and South Korean troop withdrawals. And as you heard me say yesterday, the Senate passed their version of keeping troops in Syria and Afghanistan above and beyond what the president wants to do. So we're just not, and we weren't going to do this to begin with. We weren't just going to telegraph to the world, we're pulling troops out of this place at this day and time, and troops at this place and day at this time. That's not what we're doing. And the president may have been trying to bait the adversaries that we face too with some of what he said. It's hard to say, because he's got all kinds of things going on, and you know, he likes to play do the art of the deal thing, so I don't know. But we'll just wait And I'll take a wait-and-see attitude on what it is we're going to do and when we're going to do it. Now, I want you to hear what Ocasio-Cortez That's me. When you say Ocasio-Cortez, I started laughing. I want you to hear what she says is the future of humanity, more so than the border, more so than ISIS, more so than anything else. Listen to what this fool had to say.
That for the future of humanity and for our country to continue to prosper, that we cannot have another presidential cycle where climate change is not being asked about at almost every debate. And that includes the role of fossil fuel industries, and that includes the role of a broad spectrum of issues. And so I think that climate change needs to not be a nice thing for us to talk about, but it needs to be a critical thing for us to talk about. Of course, it would be amazing to see Green New Deal talked about, and it's starting to, and so that's really exciting. But I think it's less a hard litmus test on the specific issue and more a litmus test on framing. Mm-hmm. So I do not think that the 2020 candidate can afford to not have an intersectional message mm-hmm. that weaves the story of race and class.
Now, never mind the fact that there are people in this world trying to get into our country. Some of them are already here trying to kill us because they don't agree with the United States of America. And they believe they can change us. They want us to convert to either Islam or they want us to become socialists like Ocasio-Cortez. By the way, she is a member of the Democratic Socialist Party. Not Democratic Party, Democratic Socialist Party. She was endorsed by the Democrats. Now think about that for a minute. She has no observation, no hint of the danger that we're in this country from the people that keep sliding in and sneaking in. She has no idea. Well, I guess she's going to find out very rudely. And I wonder what happens if we have another 9/11 style attack in the not too distant future. What she's going to say? Oh, well, it was the ugly this, that. There's going to be some stupid thing coming out of her mouth because you know it, because she's just not smart. All right, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, tell the mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there.
All righty, Smoking the Bandit there, Jerry Reed, and of course, Bandit's probably up there running the front door for him, and Fred sitting on the old front seat of that KW. Well, here we go. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, Arctic air is lingering in the Northeast through the end of Friday, and there are two new storm systems that will impact the West Coast through the weekend, and here we go again. So, the life-threatening Arctic air that gripped much of the central and eastern states that lasted several days this week will exit the Northeast Friday night. It's not going to be as bad in Minnesota, in Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri. Of course, Michigan, you still are under the grips of the cold weather there. It is moving away, though. Your temperatures will warm up today. Upstate New York, don't know what I can tell you there, but you've got the lake effect machine is still going full bore full bore from Oswego County all the way to Watertown and the Thousand Islands Bridge up there, Alexandria Bay, and over into the Tug Hill Plateau where the snow has been measured in the feet area. Now, it's been snowing all week long in that area. And I'm being told there's some areas up there that have gotten 5 and 6 feet of snow, which I don't doubt at all because that's what happens with a lake effect machine. Still snowing this morning, and as the wind turns around, dies down, as the temperatures warm up, then that will stop too and everybody can clean out again. But in the meantime, if you're on stretches of I-90 and I-80 and even I-70, you've got some snow flurries tonight with a lot lesser accumulation, 2 to 3 inches maybe, a general snow, where it is snowing across portions of southern Pennsylvania. Most of the Pennsylvania Turnpike would be included in this by the path I'm seeing of the snow right now. Certainly I-70 and I-64 is included in this because of where it's at in West Virginia and Kentucky and the southern part of Illinois and Missouri, the southeastern part of Missouri, which would include St. Louis. You're probably getting some snow around St. Louis right now. And I-70 about two-thirds of the way across Missouri right now. But that is not the problem. The problem is in the west, the first or two large storms will move over the coast later Friday. Through the weekend, a second storm coming ashore in the northern part, northwest part of the United States up there in Washington, Oregon, and Northern California, which is going to bring heavy rain, strong winds, and heavy mountain snow, which will impact all of the mountains up there. Reno right now, you've got snow west of you. The Sierra Nevadas are looking kind of rough for the weekend, kind of rough, because they got winter storm warnings up all the way through there, and it's all the way down to Tehachapi. By the looks of this, you got rain in other parts of California right now where they don't need to have it, where they had the fires, so here we go again with that problem. Southern California got rain there today. You've got snow east of Seattle and east of Snoqualmie tonight. It's over there in the Fruit Valley. It looks like as if possibly east of Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, and most of Montana up on 90 and 94, you will have snow tonight, but it's not heavy snow. So there you go, and that's what you're looking at. And again, the cold temperatures have moved off to the east tonight. And probably this morning you'll think you're having a heat wave up there in Minnesota because it's not going to grab you the way it did the day before. Now, don't forget that the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by Moss, Moss Family Automotive. We've had some great, great, great buyers and customers who've been taken very well of, very good care of, that have come over to Moss Family Automotive. They're either their Chevy dealer or their Nissan dealers, and taking advantage of the You Serve, You Save program because they can't get it where they're at. It's not available. And what that is active duty military, veterans, all first responders, active or retired, all 911 dispatchers get preferred pricing on their new vehicles. And Moss, of course, is a new dealership for Nissan and Chevrolet. So you can save tens, sometimes $10,000 or more, $1,000 off a brand new vehicle, depending on what it is you're looking at. The trucks this month are definitely going for $10,000 or less, you know, the savings there. And don't forget, you always get top dollar in your trade, too. Now, I was just looking up here real quick when I reached over here over my shoulder, $10,400 off a Nissan Titan. And I've got the city version 4x4. It's not the jacked up version. It's a standard 4x4. Moss Nissan Titan. It's getting really good fuel mileage. I'm really surprised. Of course, I haven't used the four-wheel drive aspect of it yet, but it's just really, really doing well. So there you go. And not to be concerned. Now, the other thing is, when you talk about everything else that's drifting along here in the scheme of things with what we have to offer, the Moss folks, always remember that they got your back and they're looking out for you first. They're looking out for you first. So it's all about what they can do with you together to keep things moving along. Now, let's drift on over to the telephone here because we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com that's chiming in here. Let me go over here. All right, here's where I'm going to start with you before we get into something else. I received information last night that there was a full-scale military operation going on in the Philippines, and it was air assault, it was ground assault, going after that contingent of ISIS that took out that Roman Catholic cathedral.
Okay, good. I know nothing about it, so I can't comment on it.
Well, the colonel and I were talking about it, and we went through our sources, and we found out about it, because we kind of heard the press talking a little bit about, you know, that there was something going on, and when we got into it, yeah, there is, and it's an ongoing operation that started apparently, yesterday, our time. It would have been today, theirs, because they're a day ahead of us. So apparently they're going after the bad guys that went after that church and then the first responders that responded right after that.
Okay, good. Good information.
Yeah. Now, we're sending more troops to the Mexican border. We don't have a number yet.
Correct. They won't tell us.
And we're sending them there for what?
Well, we don't know that necessarily either.
Well, I've been told that they're being sent there to counter the caravan and the 12,000 people they expected are coming up through the system. Because this time, the intel tells them that if they get to Mexico, they're not just going to come to California. They're going to spread out from Texas to New Mexico to Arizona, and they're going to try to incur across the border in several different places. Gotta love it.
Yeah, exactly. It looks like the one place that they're really going to challenge is Arizona. Not so much Texas, but certainly Arizona.
By the way, I'm getting a funny message here from one of our drivers. He says, could somebody please tell the railroad that I'm trying to sleep?
Okay.
And I think he's being bothered by our friendly engineer who's up there with his freight train that comes out of our area and goes up to where he's at. So I think that he just got blown at by our engineers. But anyway, is what it is. So as we get ready to go to the top of the hour break, I do have a bunch of stuff we're going to be talking about. But nothing any more important than Nancy Pelosi still saying, no money in the border wall, none of that, but we can let you have some Normandy-style stuff, and we're going to get into what the Normandy-style stuff is. Wait till you hear this one. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, coming right back with me right after the top of the hour news. I'm telling you, what a great world we live in that we're going to go back 70 years ago and put that kind of stuff in on the border. Don't go anywhere. We are coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.